Time for a pre-show here on a Friday. Made it, man. I was just telling Alex today. He said, you sounded pretty good on the show on Thursday. I said, well, thank you, but I felt like shit. Because it's just been, not that I physically feel like shit, but the throat thing has been a drag, man. Fucking drag. Got some things today that are really fucked up. One of them is an actor accidentally hung himself in Pisa, Italy. That's right, in a play in the courtyard of Pisa's Teatro Lux. Raphael Shoemaker was performing in an experimental production in the courtyard of the Teatro Lux when a member of the audience noticed the rope around his neck was so tight it was actually killing him. Shoemaker was wearing a covering on his head, but the spectator, a female medical graduate, saw him trembling and realized something was wrong. She ran to him, loosened the noose, and with the help of another spectator, lowered him to the ground. He was taken to hospital shortly after. Police have launched an investigation of the incident and say that investigators are verifying if proper safety procedures were in place. God damn, man. California love. Now, let's see. Where's my characters now? Excuse me. Well, okay, Mr. Henry, yes, I am an actor. Yes, I'm an actor. We do a lot of theater.
In and around the L.A. area, we do a lot of theater in the eastern east side of L.A. We do a great deal of experimental theater. We do a lot of, experimental theater. We do a lot of experimental theater. And I think you have to understand, you know, okay, all experimental theater that we do is most, you take your life in your hands. You take your balls in your hands. You really do. In one episode, I went out and I told this one dude in the play, I said, you're messing with my girlfriend. And he's like, yeah, okay, but I mean, we're just actors. I'm not really messing with your girlfriend. I said, but I got to make it real, man. I've got to get as close to real as I can. So I want you to really hit me, and I want you to hit me with that barbell as hard as you can.
Yeah, but that's pretty.
Well, I do. It is the reality, Phil.
Mr. Henry, it's the reality. You know, you got to play the reality.
Well, get out of here, man. You're not going to hang yourself, for fuck's sake.
Okay, fine. Maybe you don't want to do that, but I do. I want to hang myself. There's a part of me that wants to do that. I want to die on stage. There's a part of me that wants to do that. There's a part of me that wants to do that, Mr. Henry. I want to die on stage. I really do. I really do. Okay? There's a part of me that wants to do that. I want to die on stage.
Brass Villanueva, who's part of an acting troupe. Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire died, but I will always remember Earth, Wind, and Fire for That's the Way, yeah, of the World. Wow. You know? I mean, that's kind of my thing, you know. Plant your fire. Was that Maurice White? Or am I totally fucking this up? No, it was. Okay. Plant your fire And you grow a pearl. Wow.
Right now, Miss Henry, what I'm doing is I'm practicing. I'm doing a dance from a play we're doing. And this is like a minuet I gotta do. I gotta bow and I gotta skip now. Hold on. Take that back, man. Take it back, motherfucker. Wait a minute, man. Okay. Right, Mr. Henry, this is mostly, right. Well, it's very hard when you're doing that. And
we can hear some music in the background. Are you rehearsing?
We are. We're rehearsing a play that we have coming up on Friday night.
What is the play?
Well, it's a period piece. It's a play about the 18th century in New Orleans, 18th century London. Kind of a group of artists plotting. A political act in 18th century London, but in this particular scene that the actors are rehearsing right now, am I talking too loud?
Yeah, kinda.
Alright.
Am I talking too loud?
Yeah, kinda.
So that's all fucked up. The other thing we have here is, and I gotta really play this one kind of. I gotta play this one better than I have been playing it, I think. And that is the fact that we have a health emergency in Florida, the Zika virus. And this has nothing to do with the Zika virus. And, no, I didn't say that. He had said to me, this was a joke that I had heard on the radio. I think it was the great Gary. He said, never follow too closely behind someone whose head is the size of an apple. And we had just been briefed on this Zika virus. Fuck. Ow. Cruise come with controversy. Oh, Christ, O'Reilly, you're so fucking full of shit. Anybody that would actually buy into your shit. You know, Bill O'Reilly's interesting. It's the only guy I've ever met who can smile like this and get people to trust him. What? Cruz shows what he stands for.
Are you sure you're not a Democrat in disguise? You're pitting Republicans against each other. I'm accurately assessing the news. Carol, that's what I'm doing here. Jeannie Richie Blasky, Richland, Washington. If Hillary is indicted, is it possible President Obama would pardon her? It is probable, Jeannie, not just possible. But if the indictment comes, Mrs. Clinton will be finished as a candidate for president. Zachary Kamen, Lighthouse Point, Florida. Bill, I might have missed your report on the Wounded Warrior situation. We'll try to have it for you after the New Hampshire primary, Zach. And February 4th, quite a day, Julie Dalton, 106 in Florida. Lynette Agassiar, 103 in Tucson. Ema Jean Dickerson.
Yeah, okay. What's that guy's name? Willard Scott? Jesus. 106. All right. This is a, right, Phil, this is a,
That is correct, Phil. This is a virus that is very, very serious, and when I heard Dickman and I were driving, and you want to tell Mr. Henry?
Now, the brain surgeons in Texas. The state of Texas' sustained campaign against Planned Parenthood and other family planning clinics affiliated with abortion products appears to have led to an increase in births among low-income women who lost access to affordable and effective birth control. The analysis published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine documents a significant increase in births among women who had previously received birth control at clinics that no longer get state funding. The researchers from the Population Research Center at the University of Texas at Austin say their findings offer a sneak peek of what may happen in other states. Lawmakers in Arkansas, blah, 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 blah. These laws definitely had a real impact on women, says study leader Joseph Potter, a sociologist. It's not like there is a large overcapacity of highly qualified providers of effective contraception out there waiting for it. The first blow to Planned Parenthood and other family planning in Texas came in 2012, and lawmakers cut family planning grants by 66%. This dramatic cut in funding was responsible for the closure of 82 family plans. What? The state's federally funded Medicaid program was not allowed to steer funds away from Planned Parenthood, so in 2013, the state ditched it and set up the state-funded Texas Women's Health Program, which could legally withhold funds from any clinic affiliated with an abortion provider. It was exclusively Planned Parenthood that was hit by that. Though only 20 of the 254 counties in Texas had a Planned Parenthood clinic, they serve 60% of the state's low-income women. The searches make the case that the 2013 policy change made it more difficult for these women to get access to birth control. Not abortions, birth control. And so they are more likely to get pregnant and have babies. Then they began by comparing contraceptive use before and after. So they're having Medicaid or Medicare babies. Don't have sex. People who say don't have sex, don't have sex. Billionaire supporter on Trump's appeal. people that don't have, say don't have sex, let me ask a question. Are those motherfuckers using birth control? No. I guess they're not. So how are they keeping from having babies? They don't have sex. In the 3 months before funding was cut, there were 1,042 pharmacy medical claims for IUDs, implants, birth control. It's a Harvey Wehrman story there. Hey, what happened to Greg Gutfeld, man? Is he not on Red Eye anymore? Is that fucking... What's he doing, man? Where you at, Greg? All right. The,
Well, Phil, first of all, it's interesting to... I think it's interesting to note, and I would say, I think this is very interesting to note. Well, Phil, I think it's interesting to note, first of all, I'm in the shower area. This is a where we rinse off after we've had a dousing, if you will. It's a dousing in the mud, in the Overlord Arch mud, and that's what we call the douse. So I'm here in the shower room, and I'll be awaiting my turn to have this mud removed. I was very anxious, though, to get on your program and to talk about this. I think that this is an extremely crazy idea. We are completely Elcott to the next step. Bill Elcott, the next step, is opposed to anything that limits low-income women from having abortions. And I
wish you'd, maybe get out of that tub room.
It's not a tub. Please don't call it a tub room. I'm not in a tub room.
Well, that's what it sounds like. Nah, that's going to be kind of hard, and I don't think it's worth it. This is... God, I was really fucking tired this afternoon, so I took a nap because I stayed up kind of late last night. I was hanging out with the cats. By the way, I got some texts from Lauren. I'll show you guys some of the pictures she sent. I have to, I know what I'll do. I got these all lined up for you. These are pictures from Tejas. They're not anything special. Got a picture of her when she was a little 12-year-old girl, which I think is kind of cute. I'm just going to save that one. And I'm going to save that one. And I'm going to save this one, and I'm going to save this one, and I'm going to save this one. There we go. And what I'll do is I'll email those to myself, and we'll do select Bing, 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 Bing. And those are going to become emails to Real Phil. Okay, and then we'll send it. So this last bit here that is going to be about the Planned Parenthood. Yeah, I think it's important that...
Well,
there's no question. There's no question that... Phil, I think there is no question.
Phil, I just think there's no question. There's going to have to be. Well, there's no question that...
This is a... I don't think that... Let's see. Herb Sewell and Debbie Daly have a debate. That's it. Herb Sewell and Debbie Daly debate this. You guys see this? Yes, you guys didn't see this. I should show you this. This is real cute. It's this little kid that was, she had a some kind of a cam strapped to her, and she's playing hide-and-go-seek with her mom and dad, and they're hiding. So the child has this camera on her, him, and this is what it looks like. That was precious, and that's what they showed. All, it went viral. So that was very cute. Little toddler. All right, so enough of that, pardon me, enough of that shit. I'm kidding, it's very pleasant. I want to just get, here we go. All right, now. Just, what are we on here, anyways? This, okay, so I'm gonna put in some fucking. I am going to download, right? Yeah. And then I'm gonna. Wait a minute. There you go. Get rid of this shit. With a big iron on his hip. Actually, you know what I want to do? I want to get the, I want to get this shit together, man. Get your shit together. Oh, I see. Okay.
See, this is the thing that is fucking driving me apeshit. How do you get this motherfucker? God damn it.
Open with Windows Media Center. Oh, well, it doesn't really fucking matter. But, this is, wait a second, dude. Fuck that. Close it. Close it, bitch. Close it, close it, close it. Oh, we just minimize it. So, anywho, this is, what is this? This is just Ardmore, man. It's a burger stand in Ardmore, Oklahoma. I want to get this fucking thing to kind of maybe zoom this shit in, you know? You know what I'm saying, man? Just get a little bit of zoom in shit going on this. But, yeah, burger stand in Ardmore, Oklahoma. And then, well, that ain't what I want to see. This is, I mean, she just sent me this. This is the car, her rental. It's got the Phil Hendry show on it. This Mustang has almost like a bat light of the Mustang that shines outside the door. Seriously, that's the you know, when you, I don't know whether the it's constant throughout the night. Maybe it helps you find the car. But there it is. And that's Lauren when she was 13 or 14. Just this little Tom girl with a little haircut there and cute kid. There you go. What is going on with this goddamn motherfucking cocksucking thing, man? Why is this doing that, man? Huh? What is this? What's going on with this? Something kind of fucked up here with my, why is that fucking... It is not staying put. And I'm curious as to why that's doing that. Wow. There's an entire whole... There's a whole thing happening here. Not sure why. I'm not sure why. But I got a feeling I know. It might have been the fact that this was laying... Squirrely shit happening here, man. Really squirrely shit going on here, dude. Not sure why, but it's... Yeah, see, yeah. Do we have a short or something, man? Or is there something lame? I thought maybe that was from Poncho, my cat. That's what happened. Poncho was in here and walked on this shit, man. And caused it to squirrel out on me. All right. Nope, it's still fucking around. God damn it. What is going on with this thing? What's wrong with this motherfucker? Fucking hunch, man. Oh, you know what, man? It could be this. Fuck. This is absolutely the worst fucking setup in the world. Gotta get this motherfucker up off the thing here, dude. Look at... Why is that thing shorting out, man? I gotta turn this thing off, man. I gotta reboot this motherfucker. Sorry, sports fans, but I got this to do it. Sometimes you gotta reboot this fucking, this remote box that we have here. Oh. And if they bust you, you can keep on shining right through. All right, that's the only thing I can think to do is to reboot this bitch. And if this doesn't fix it, then we got to do it later. God damn it. Come on, motherfucker. We'll see. I don't know if it's going to work or not. Sometimes it's just a matter of fucking being rebooted. Okay, I got to get my act together here. Mid-roll. Because I was wondering why I was getting that white flash when I was fading shit, and it was... Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. All right. Come on. All right. All right. Here we go. One, two. One, two. Jason Williams. Hi, this is Phil Henry. All the characters that you hear on the show today, all of the different voices, they're all performed by me. Let's try this again.